I think the great thing about this album is it's kind of everywhere. We have some serious heavy songs, that I think a lot of people can relate to. There's some goofy songs that, are just going to be really fun to get on stage and sing and, sing in the car as you're driving down the road. I think we got some of those. We have, some sweet songs and happy songs, and I just think we have a couple of every kind of song that you could have.
Moving into the second album, being that you've been in the studio before, there's just more confidence. She had a much better idea what she wanted, just in picking songs. She knew how to talk about what she wanted to say on the songs. So she was much more vocal on picking songs. She is warm and fun and funny. And I think that that's going to be more deeply expressed on this album.
Everybody has all these different layers to them and different levels to them, and I just think it's great that we can, I can pick a lot of songs and I can write some songs that display that people get a sense of my goofy side and my serious side. And I mainly try to pick songs that I know I would love to listen to and that I know I could relate to. The fans were definitely a huge part of the making of this second album. We constantly try to think of who we're appealing to, and you get those faces in your mind, and you get those particular fans that, the little kids that are singing, "I Ain't in Shakota Anymore" are gonna love, these songs, and the people that, I saw there singing "Jesus Take the Wheel," they're gonna love this particular group of songs. So they're always with us, and we always try to keep them in mind, of course, who we're trying to appeal to. And I really wanted, my second album to be not better, but just something new and something that they could really grasp onto, and something that, in a few months' time, I can see people out there singing all the words to all those songs. I thought it would be great to try to write. I didn't really know if I, had the skills. That's a completely different talent on its own. That I always thought it would be nice to go in, and because, I feel like singing things, if you really did have a huge hand in, making those words beautiful and making them sound beautiful in a song, it would just mean so much more to go out on stage and perform that, because it's another part of you that you get to share with the world. Well, I was fortunate enough to have some really, really amazing writers on the first album. And in picking their songs and in listening to their songs, I got the opportunity to meet, a lot of really great people. So we kind of stuck to a lot of the people that wrote on the first album. We decided to get a lot of the songwriters that, I had worked with and hadn't worked with, and just several, like 12 people together in one place, and have this writer's retreat where we just hang out for 3 days, pretty much all day, and just see what comes out of it. We get to know each other, we hang out, we write songs, we, have lunch together, we all talk, we goof around, we switch partners, and there's two people writing, there's three people writing, whatever. We decided to do that at the Ryman, which, of course, is the most famous former home of the Grand Ole Opry. So what an inspiring place to get together and do that. And it's almost, magic when you get together, and there were people writing on the stage, and there were people writing in the dressing rooms, and it's like all the people that had been on that stage before, and the girls that you could imagine, the women of country music that paved the way for me to do what I do, getting ready in those dressing rooms. And it's just a place, I think, that would give anyone inspiration. All the people that came before you, all the people that stood on that stage with such talent and such grace, and fans, and it really is a very magical place, a very inspiring place. So we thought, hey, let's get everybody together. And we split off into groups, and I bounced around from group to group, and would let people know if, I love this idea, this sounds great, or this melody is awesome, this is totally something that I would do. And we just decided to see what we came up with.
This is not a situation where she's just sitting in a room and watching writers write. She's in there. She's with the song. And she's writing the song as a normal songwriter. She's putting on a different hat, so to speak.
So I got to go in and, you know, really get in there and find out how they did things and, you know, contribute as much as I could and learn as much as I could from them. And in that, you know, find my own writing style. And it was just so great to get in there and you know, just be with the best and see how they do it and see what came out of it. And I think we got some really amazing songs. The main purpose of us getting together at the Ryman really was for people to get to know me a little bit better. You know, when we were looking for songs for the first album, we kind of just put it out there, like, hey, Carrie Underwood needs songs, go. So I think it really helped them get to know me and as far as, you know, what I do have to offer. And, you know, I love to contribute, but they are the writers. They're the people that really know what they're doing. So, you know, they're not going to tell me how to sing. I'm not going to tell them how to write. So I go in and contribute as much as I can without, you know, trying to dictate the way things go. Just a Dream, I think the original working title for it was the Carrie song. So I've heard from the writers. They got together and they thought, okay, you know, this melody sounds pretty. Let's go with it for Carrie. Let's see what we can do with it for Carrie. I think it was actually the first song that I made up in my own little mind that was going on the album. And I mean, the first time I heard it, I thought, wow, this is incredible. It was amazing to hear Just a Dream, and I knew that they did write it for me, and to hear that they got it. You know, because you would, I think I might feel silly if, you know, we wrote this for you and it was something that I would never sing, you know. So it was amazing to me that they really got it and they got it, hit the nail on the head, you know. So it was amazing to know that, you know, they sat down with me in mind and wrote this masterpiece.